This is WGXC's congressional report, tracking the votes, words, and actions of Representative Antonio Delgado, a Democrat from Rhinebeck representing the 19th Congressional District, and Paul Tonko, a Democrat from Amsterdam from the 20th Congressional District. The 538.com website reports that so far, the first-term Congressperson Delgado votes with Donald Trump's positions 4.3% of the time. Since Democrats took over the House of Representatives, Tonko also votes with Trump's positions 1.4% of the time. In the previous congressional session, Tonko voted with Trump 22.6% of the time.
MidHudsonNews.com is reporting the Republican committees located within the 11-county 19th Congressional District have endorsed Millbrook attorney Kyle Vandewater as their choice to challenge incumbent Democrat Antonio Delgado. Vandewater defeated designer Ola Hawatme for the endorsement. Columbia County GOP Chairman Gregory Fengar said, and I quote, "For the last 2 years, Congress has failed to deliver on the promises of fixed health care, ignored important infrastructure needs, and has overlooked our small businesses." Greene County Chairman Brent Borgata said, and I quote, "As a military member, attorney, and family man, Kyle gives us the best chance of taking back this congressional seat and winning back Congress," end quote. Vandewater was born in Rhinebeck and grew up in Poughkeepsie. He is a U.S. Army veteran and currently a practicing attorney. He served as a Millbrook Village trustee from 2017 to 2018. And you can read the full story at MidHudsonNews.com.
Ariel Zangler reports for the Daily Freeman that Representative Antonio Delgado, a Democrat from Rhinebeck, said he still has not heard back from Environmental Protection Agency Region 2 Administrator Peter Lopez to a letter he sent on January 31st asking the federal agency to set a, and I quote, "maximum contaminant level," end quote, for PFAS chemical in drinking water. The toxic forever chemical PFAS has been found in drinking water in Newburgh and Hoosick Falls, and PFOS is in the drinking water in Cairo in Greene County, all in Delgado's 19th Congressional District. Delgado said, and I quote, "This is an issue that I'm going to continue to beat the drum on. It's really unfortunate that we can't get things done here, things that we think are appropriate," end quote. Delgado is backing the PFAS Action Act, a bipartisan bill to keep water safe, but he called the lack of urgency at the EPA on the issue, and I quote, "deeply problematic," end quote. You can read the full story in the Daily Freeman.
Ariel Zangler is reporting for the Daily Freeman. U.S. Representative Antonio Delgado said February 27th, the country needs to make sure it has the necessary resources to protect the public's health in light of the coronavirus threat. The Rhinebeck Democrat also noted the Trump administration should make sure it does not undermine the nation's ability to tackle the issue. Delgado said, and I quote, "I think it's important that we have the resources that we need to have a defense system and make sure that we're protecting public health," end quote. He said he found it, and I quote, "concerning," end quote. The president's proposed budget calls for significant cuts to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, as well as approximately $25 million from public health preparedness and response allocations. The 2019 global novel coronavirus, or COVID-19, has symptoms similar to the flu and first emerged in December in Wuhan, China. This week, the CDC warned the American public to prepare for a U.S. outbreak of the disease. Delgado said, and I quote, "We have to be aggressive in terms of making sure that we are communicating with China and other countries that are being impacted to make sure that we are requiring transparency and accountability across the country and across the globe, and to make sure that we are incredibly forthcoming when it comes to the impacts that are on the ground," end quote. Read the full story in the Daily Freeman. MidHudsonNews.com is reporting that Representative Antonio Delgado will run for re-election in November. The first-term Democrat from Rhinebeck has yet to make a formal announcement, but said February 26 that, and I quote, "my focus is just making sure that I keep doing the work. When I'm home, I'm talking about the issues. I'm learning from the constituents. I'm focusing on the needs on the ground, and I have to be relentless in that regard, whether it's broadband, whether it's PFAS contamination, whether it's helping develop our workforce, whether it's tackling climate change," end quote. Delgado, who beat incumbent Republican John Faso in 2018, has several announced opponents. Republican Millbrook attorney Kyle Van De Water and Republican fashion designer Ola Hawatme are running in a primary election later this spring, and Green Party candidate Steve Greenfield from New Platts is also running for the 19th congressional district seat. Read more about this story at the Mid-Hudson News website. It is not too often that the Hudson Valley delegation in the U.S. House of Representatives votes together, as Republican Elise Stefanik rarely agrees with Democrats Antonio Delgado, Paul Tonko, and Sean Maloney. But on February 26, they all voted for the Emmett Till Anti-Lynching Act. The bill would, if approved, make lynching a federal hate crime for the first time. The House vote was 410-4. The Senate passed a version of the bill last year. The bills will be reconciled and then sent to President Donald Trump, who is expected to sign the measure.
Paul Tonko does not list any public events this week on his website, and he never does list any public events on his website. Antonio Delgado does list public appearances on his website, but only if his staff organizes the events, and he currently does not have any listed. This has been the WGXC Congressional Report. Go to the WGXC Newsroom online at wgxc.org for more information about any of these stories.